wandered the day to the seashore, the wind and wave whirled. All the thought of the days that are gone, more than they were long years ago. All old world happy days of all, more not a care nor a sorrow did we know. And we played on the white pebble sand, more gathering up the children from the shore, gathering up the children from the seashore, gathering up the children from the shore. All old world happy days of all, more gathering up the children from the shore. Do you not remember the day, Maud, the last time we wandered on the shore? Our heart was so joyous and gay, Maud, for you promised to be mine evermore. Then the chill day was brighter than ever, and the bright ways were lighter than before. Then ever but no man to us, Maud, given up the chill upon the shore. But now we are growing up in years, Maud, our rocks are silver and gray. Yet the vows that we made on the shore, Maud, are fresh in the memory today. There still is a charm in the bright shell and the sound of the deep ocean roar. Oh, they call back the days that we spent, Maud, giving up the shell upon the shore. Getting up the child from the seashore, getting up the child from the shore. Our old happy days of all, Maud, getting up the child from the shore.
Nice. That's a beautiful.
I like that myself.
Yeah.
We wandered today to the hill, Maggie. To what the scene may look, no creek in the creek in old mirror, Maggie, as we used to long ago. Your green road gone from the hill, Maggie, perhaps the days is from the creek in old mirror still, Maggie, since you and I were young. They say they're so silent and alone, Maggie, while the young man, the gay and the best, in part a white mansion of stone, Maggie, and he found a place of rest. He's built where the birds used to play, Maggie, and join in the song that was sung, for they sang as gay as they, Maggie, sang hooks and jewels. And I were young. But now we are aged and gray, Maggie. We took a father's portrait and then our face is a well-written page, Maggie. And time don't hold the pen. They say we are feeble with age, Maggie. As praise from the white breaker flung. But to me with prayer as you were, Maggie, when you and I were young.
Nice. Well, I don't want to get you too tired out, but I really appreciate that.
What?
I don't want you to get tired. Now, do you want me to go home yet?
No, I ain't getting tired.
Do you know any more?
People don't get tired hearing me.
Oh, never. Do you know any more songs like the one about the little bird, children's songs?
Not
that you think of right off, huh? I really liked that little bird song. That was pretty.
Maybe you wanted to like that on a instead of a bird or a kitty. A kitty gone from the basket.
How does that one go?
What?
Is there a song about the kitty?
Yeah.
How's that?
Did I sing that?
No.
My kitty had gone from the basket, I did. My kitty had gone from a basket. My kitty had gone up a tree. Oh, go up in the branches and bring back my kitty to me. Bring back, oh, bring back my kitty to me. Bring back, oh, bring back my kitty to me. The dog that is down by the river came up with a dirty old bark, and frightened my kitty more dreadful, and now she had me ring quite hard. Bring back, but bring back my kitty to me. They say when I pressed me to poison, the hair would turn perfectly white, and if that did away with my kitty, she won't have a black hair tonight. Bring back, oh, bring back my kitty to me. Bring back, oh, bring back my kitty to me.
Nice. I was going to ask you, you think your father, James Atwood, learned a lot of the songs from his father, John Atwood.
Yes.
And where did his father come from? Where did John Atwood's father come from?
He was born in Hartford, New York. Hartford, H-A-I-F-O-R, Hartford. The dead thing of it. He was born in Hartford, New York.
Huh. That's where John was born.
John A. Atwood. I had a cousin, John M. Atwood.
Oh, yeah. And because some of the songs that he sang were from England, and I wondered if John's father had come from England, or... Do you know?
What?
Where did John's father come from?
I don't know, but I heard my father say that his, I don't know, great-great-great-grandfather, something like that, could go from England and find it when he was 7 years old. So where we sprang from the Atwood in England, and we should be rich. They say it was in Richard next to the king, but one died over there, which one I was born, I say, and Richard should come to us. I said to my father, why didn't you go over? Why didn't you go over? Why, it couldn't be worthwhile to... We wouldn't be so poor as we are today.
Well... And this was his great-great-grandfather, you think, that came from England? What did he say? You don't remember?
No, one of his, my father said, my great-great-great-grandfather, you've heard of... You've heard
no,
of,
I don't. Sorry.
You've heard of... on the Santa Green and the Revolution. Well, put on great enough. I don't know what put on great enough for your grandfather. Put on great enough. Great, 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 great. He was my grandfather.
Nathaniel Green was.
Put on great enough. And
is that right? Yeah. Nathaniel Green.
Yes. And then I was related to General Warren.
General Warren?
General Warren. He was a great descendant of him to me. In fact, my grandfather, my father, mother, was a Warren.
I see.
My grandmother, my father's mother, was a Warren before she married.
I see. So,
and then that man was killed and taken down the river flag. Eldridge, Colonel Eldridge. I don't know what relation he was, but we descended from him somewhere or other.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All the way back to...
I don't know whether some grandfather or granduncle or what father. Some relation in that.
Well, it's interesting to me that those songs were brought over from England and kept alive in your family. Your family remembered those songs.
Yeah. In fact, they're the ones that are more used to than the songs of nowadays.
Sure.
Nowadays, I couldn't sing my note.
No.
If I've got to sing anyway, I don't want music to it. I want to sing same as sing these.
Right.
Because there'd be a discord in it, but if they try to sing my note, I couldn't follow that note, there'd be a discord in it.
Yeah, you want to know the song by heart.
I want to sing my way.
Right.
If they want to sing, I want to sing my way.
Well, did your father sing for groups of people, or when?
He did sing. When I was a young fellow, then I wouldn't sing for anybody.
But your
not call him by name.
But your father would. He would sing in front of people.
Yes.
I guess...
My sister gets in
this bed now.
Do you want us to move here?
No, no. I know that that kind of interferes sometimes.
No, it's all right.
I'd like to hear it.
It played back, you mean?
I don't know if it was...
Huh? I don't know how... You were born 3.5 miles?
Born. March 20th, 1884, when I was born.
Yeah, and where?
Oh, in West Dover.
But where in West Dover?
On the old farm, 3.5 miles by West Dover. You know, I grew up that road by, I don't know who lives there now. I call it the Hosey Man place.
The Hosey Man place?
William Hosey Man place. Right up by there, 3 miles, 3.5 miles on that old road. I get Mrs. Marple, lived there. Barbara or Marple, something like that. I get lived on that place, a Hoosier Man place. But I born 3 miles above that.
Is the house still there?
What?
Is the house still there where you were born?
No, it's all down.
Is there a cellar hall?
Yes, it's about 1/2 mile from the road to the line.
Is there a road that still goes through there?
What?
Does the road still go through by where you were born?
Why, there's a road, but it couldn't pass the road, I don't think.
I see. The house burned down? Did it burn?
No, they took it down.
They took it down.
It fell down, it took it down, something. It's gone anyway.
When did it fall down?
Well, I think, I'm not sure, but a fellow had a shop nearby that my brother built, his name is Brown, and he owned 4 acres there, and I imagine that he took the house down. I imagine he did, to use the number on his. I imagine so. But I don't know for sure. The last time I had that down.
It's all grown up into such a ski area now. Is your house near the ski area?
No, it isn't. I got near it now. No, it's the first house from West Dover.
Did you walk into town to go to school every day?
No, I didn't go to school till I was 9 years old. My sister not there. I used to take lessons with her. She'd have a bell and I read.
Uh-huh.
At 9 years old, I went down to school the first time and went to Caputo in Wardsville. They put me where my mother put them yesterday. And then, find out, I went to school to Dover Center. In 1896, a man carried us. We walked part way, and then a man came and got us. Carried us to school. 1896 and 1897 in the summertime. 1898, I walked all the distance, 12.5 cents a day. They paid me for going to school, so I could say I had the distinction of get paid for going to school.
Who paid you the 12
and a half? The town
paid you 12 and a half cents.
Instead of a transportation, the town paid 12 and a half cents a day.
For you to walk? Did you walk by yourself?
Yeah, well, no, the two others, no, not she, the two others that walked.
12 and a half cents, just in the summertime then?
Yeah, all went in. From May, it began in the first month in May, and then in summertime, and then it ended in September, I think. Then it began in, it ended in June, I mean. And then it began in September, and it ended back in November, and I didn't go in the wintertime. You used to have to go to the 16.
Yeah.
left go, and I knew not in what grades. I don't know anything about grades.
Just all went to one room, right?
Just first reader, second reader, first reader, second reader, third reader, fourth reader, fifth reader.
Uh-huh.
That's all I know about it.
Just one teacher?
Yes, just one teacher. Taught all those grades.
Who was your teacher?
Well, the first one in Podunk was a...
First one where?
Winifred Carpenter, Bill Hale, George Reed,
mm-hmm.
and then there was another, Emma Jean Boulder, then Emma Jean Harris,
mm-hmm.
and Winifred Sherman, and Ernest Monroe.
Well, you started in the spring, is that right? And you went through the summer?
Yes. Well...
How did it go again?
Begun the first one in May, and it ended in 9 weeks, I think it was. I think it was done in 9 weeks, I think.
Uh-huh.
Then it began in September, and I don't know, about 9 or 10 weeks or something. I didn't go to winter time.
Did they have school in the wintertime, but you just didn't go?
Yes, they had.
For the kids who lived in town?
That time in winter. That school in winter, I didn't have to go.
Uh-huh.
Because it was far away.
Oh, the snow. Right.
I'm in the last day of school. That snow was about that deep. I wanted to chill that snow. And the teacher said, you're for the brave going to school this time.
That time in the fall? Was that in the fall?
Yes, yes. But that was snow on the ground in November.
Well, they didn't clear the roads then, did they, for the horses to get through? What? How did they?
Why, not so much. Each one used to plow out the roads, and all we would plow out the roads and pay us for it, you know. Plow out the roads, they could plow and hit down the sled and break the road out. And then they got the rollers. I don't know how the rollers ever worked. I've been to the... You have to have a big roller, roll it down. I don't know, I shouldn't think that would work very good. The reason it would slow down, but it would press down. I should take on the side out and spring to be off it. But now they have snow plows.
Oh, sure. They keep all the roads open now up there.
They probably clear up your place?
Yes. Right on through, past our house up to the Ames Hill Road. They plow right on through.
What? You ever go to that lake that we went to?
Sure.
Where is Sunset Lake? Is that it?
Now this is South Pond, and Sunset Lake is called North Pond or something.
Oh.
It's up the other side of the highway.
Oh, I heard of Sunset Lake.
Well, it's a reservoir for Brattleboro now. Water supply reservoir. Brattleboro.
That lake took a while to drive, don't it? Drive here from your place?
Here?
Yeah.
Yes, I'd better start home pretty soon.
Well, no.
3 o'clock.
Be dark, have you?
Well, it's 3:15. Be about... Won't be dark yet, because it's summertime.
Mm.